Today's Shir Masechta Gittin Daf Pei Zayin. We will begin with Ezra Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Pei Vav Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Shnayim, if two people, Shasholchu Shnei Shovim. You have two Gittin with the identical names, the Nisarvu. They were sent with the Shliach, and the two Gittin got confused. So we don't know whose get is whose. Says the Mishnah, Nois and Shneim Lezu, both Gittin are given to this woman, Shneim Lezu, and both Gittin are given to the other woman. Because since we don't know which get is the get for this woman and which get is the get for that woman, the way we could avoid any problems is by giving both of them both Gittin, and therefore, for sure, they will have been divorced because they certainly at the end got the get that was theirs. Lefikach, continues the Mishnah, Avad Mehem, if one of the getten got lost, Harei Shene Batel, then the other get is Batel because we don't know which one is which. Namuka Yosef asks a question. Why did the Tana have to speak about a case when the two getten got confused? He says, haven't we learned earlier in Amsechta, that if there are two couples in town with the same name, then the halach is we can't divorce one woman without the other one present. Says the Nebuka Yosef that our Mishnah is referring to a situation where both husbands gave the get to the same shliach and both husbands were there together when they gave those two getten to the shliach. And the shliach also knows the two women. He can identify the two women. The entire issue in our sugya, he points out, is because the two gittin got confused. Once the two gittin got confused, that's when the Gemara says we're not quite certain what to do. So the Mashal says that when the Mishnah says we should give both gittin to each woman, says the Mashal, that doesn't mean we should give both of them at the same time to her. Rather, what the Mashal says means is that we should give her one get, and then we should give her the other get. Because, explains the Maravail, that we're going to give her both getting at the same time, then there's two issues. One is that, as we've learned so many times, I'm going to say, the halacha is when one places a get into the hands of the wife, the Torah requires for nosan biyada, it has to be put into a hand. And here, it's not in a hand, because maybe the right get is not the get that's actually touching her hand. The Maravail also gives a different explanation. When you give each get separately, he points out, then she has a mind when she receives each get that maybe that is the get that's affecting the divorce. But when she gets both getten, we're not confident that she has a mind that each get may be the get that I need to get, that I need to receive to be properly divorced. And in order to avoid such a issue, says the Maravail, that's why the halacha is that each get should be given to each woman separately. The Ramah says that if we do such a thing, that if we give each woman the two getten at the same time, there's a concern a breira. It's only going to be retroactively determined which is the right get and which is the wrong get, or maybe never really. And therefore, he says that it may be that if that was what done, even with the eved, it would not be acceptable. The Oinig Yontif says that this is not a case of breira. Breira, he says, means when we need to have retroactive designation. In the case that we're discussing, there is no retroactive designation required. What's required here is that we need to know which get is the proper one. And therefore, he seems to say that the halacha is that b'di'eved, it's acceptable. The Beis Shmuel gives another explanation why one should not give two gittin at the same time. Because he says, as we've learned so many times in our Masechta, that the halacha is that when a get is given, it has to affect krisis. And krisis means that the get we give completely separates the husband from the wife. When you have this level of confusion, that isn't a situation of crisis. Therefore, he says you should give each get. You have to give each get separately. The Rant says that if one get was lost, says the Rant, the Mishnah used the word get bottle, but points out the Rant that the wording of the Mishnah of get bottle is not really 100% accurate, because bottle means that it's totally worthless and effectual, useless. The Rant says that it's not necessarily the case, because yes, we don't know when we have these two women here, we don't know which get is really the get meant for each woman. But we might have given the woman the get that really is hers. Since we might have given the get to the woman that's really hers, it's a suffix megreshes. It's not, we can't be sure that she's divorced because we don't know, but we can't be sure that she's not divorced either. However, the Macheshes points out that when the Rambam brings down this halacha, he disagrees with the Ran, and the Macheshes holds that in the case that we have in the Mishnah, where one get is lost and one get is the one get that we give, the get is null and void. So why? Maybe we indeed gave this woman the get that belongs to her. So explains the Macheshes, the opinion of the Rambam is based on a Gemara, Masechta Ksubis, Daf Pei Heyom and Aleph. The Gemara says that if a shliach does not properly follow directions and performs an act which is detrimental to the mishaleach, then the mishaleach, the person who sent the shliach, has a right to say, L'tekuni shedaticha v'loy la'afsi. I appointed you for my benefit and not for my disadvantage. Says the Macheshes, in the case of our Mishnah where one get was lost, the husband would object to the shliach giving the remaining get to his wife, because by giving that get to his wife, it only creates a detrimental situation, because it's a suffix megreshes. He's going to still have to continue supporting her, because maybe they're still married. On the other hand, they may be divorced, and because maybe they're divorced, he's not entitled to her earnings. Says the Macheshes that the Rambam is of the opinion that if the shliach gives the remaining get, it's useless, and it doesn't make the woman even a suffix megreshes, because the shliach is not authorized to perform a suffix megreshes on behalf of a husband. That's not for the benefit of the husband. Continues the Mishnah. Chamisha shekasu, five people wrote one get for their wives. Klal, the koicha get. Gemara is going to explain extensively what this means. But what it means, just a simple explanation, means that the get was written generally for all of them. It says, Ish ploini megarish plonis, a ploini plonis, the edom amata, and the edom assigned on the bottom. The halacha is kulan ksherim. The get, all five couples are divorced. The nasil kol achas v'achas. And the get should be given to each wife individually. However, says the Mishnah, hayu kosev toifas echel kol achad, but if the get was written in the form of one get for all of them, and then, and again, as we said, the Mishnah is going to explain what that means. The Edom Lamata, and the Edom assigned on the bottom of this document, as She'edom Nikrimoi, the get with which the Edom are read, which means the last get, where the Edom's names are attached, kosher. So only the last couple will be divorced with this get, but not any of the other couples. Begins the Gemara, Man Tana, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, Amar Yirmi, the like Rabbi Elazar. Presumably, the Tana is not Rabbi Elazar. The Rabbi Elazar. We go back to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar at the beginning of the Masechta. Kivin Dama, Rabbi Elazar's opinion is that Edom is Sira Karti. Edom who see the giving over of the get are what make the get into an effective get. And furthermore, as we so extensively learned, particularly at the beginning of the Masechta, what makes the get an effective get is that it has to be lishma. And according to Rabbi Lezer, the mesiras haget, the delivery of the get, has to be done lishma. And therefore, since in the case of our Mishnah, where the two gittin were confused, and therefore holoyadi, we can't be certain b'haymanai kamigarsha, with which get she is being divorced. So the requirement of the get being given over properly, with the mesiras haget being done properly, cannot be fulfilled. And since the mesiras haget cannot be fulfilled properly, according to, and the mesiras haget is what is critical, then the halach is that such a get, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Lazar, presumably would not be a kosher get. Based on this, says Tosfos, Rabbi Lazar's opinion is that there's a question when Rabbi Lazar holds Eidim Asira Karti. What does Eidim Asira Karti mean? That according to Rabbi Lazar, you need to have Eidim Asira, or does Rabbi Lazar mean Eidim Asira could take the place and can make the get effective even though you don't have Eidim Chasima? From our Gemara, Tosfos points out, the halacha is that you have to have Eidim Asira. And therefore, our Gemara, when the Eidim Asira are not doing it properly, the whole get, where you can't have proper Eidim Asira, Rabbi Lezer, the Mishnah, the Gemara saying, would make this get possible. Abaye Amar, but Abaye disagrees. And Abaye says, Afilu Tam Rabbi Lezer. We could say that our Mishnah does follow the opinion of Rabbi Lezer. Because Eim Dabai Rabbi Lezer Ksiva Lishma. Even though Rabbi Lezer requires Lishma, the requirement of Lishma, says the Gemara, is only on the Ksiva. Nesina Lishma Mibai, he doesn't require Nesina Lishma. So even though he's not retracting, and we're not retracting from the way we explain that Eidim Asira Karti, that you need to have Eidim Asira according to Rabbi Lezer, but Rabbi Lezer's definition of Eidim Asira doesn't require the Lashma element in the Masira, and therefore since each one of them received the get, it's good enough. We continue learning the Mishnah. Hamisha Shikasu Klal in the get, then the Mishnah said that we give each one of them separately to get, each wife separately to get, and they shall be divorced. But if there's a separate typhus for each one of them, and the Edom are on bottom, then the bottom get will be fine. Ask the Gemara, Heichida Miklal, that what is the case where each get, where this could be considered separate valid gittin, Heichida Mitypheus, and what is the case where it's considered separate gittin, and when, therefore, since it's considered separate gittin, they only the bottom get will be valid. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Zman Echla Kulon, if there's one date for all the gittin, Zer Klal, that's the case of Klal of the Mishnah, and each one of these gittin can be used to affect the divorce. But Zman Lekol Echav Echad, if there's a separate date for each one of the couples, Zer Typhus, that's the case of Typhus of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah said in such a case, only the bottom get would be effective, none of the other gittin. Shlokish Amar, it says the Gemara, Shlokish has a different interpretation in the Mishnah. Afilu Zman Echel Kulon, even if there's one date, Nami have a Typhus L'Kol Echav Echad. That will still be a case of a separate Typhus, that only the last get will be effective. Because since each get is still a separate get, we need to be concerned that only the bottom get is good, where the Eidim are connected, none of the other getten, says the Gemara. But the Mishnah did mention that there's a case where this could be considered a good get for each one of the couples. So ask the Gemara, according to Rish Lakish, what is that case? Elahechi Dami Klal, what is the case where it is good? The Kosva Anip Anai Plenty of Plenty Garashna Shasena Plenty of Plenis. That since they were all combined together, that's why Rish Lakish will say it's considered a valid get. It's considered a valid get. So there's a machloikus rishonim, how to interpret the machloikus of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Is it that they're arguing both regarding typhus and regarding klal, or they're only arguing regarding typhus? But as far as klal, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish agree with each other. That's a machloikus rishonim. Says the Gemara, maskul abba l'Rabbi Yochanan. Asus abba to Rabbi Yochanan, domer. Rabbi Yochanan said, Zman achad l'klolam. That if there's one date, it's considered acceptable, ask the Gemara klal. And therefore, even though each couple's mentioned separately, it's still going to be a valid, it's going to be a valid get for every couple. But ask the Gemara, why lechish, why should we not be concerned? Dilma kichos masadi, abasru dechasmi, that the same concern that the Edom are only signed on the bottom get and not on all the other get, on not in all the other getin. Amilay Tanya, haven't we learned the Brisa, asked the Gemara? Eidem achsum al shel shalom beget. If we have a get, and at the bottom of the get, it says that send regards to somebody, and the Eidem assigned below that statement, possible, the get is possible. Because chashina, we need to be concerned, shem al shel shalom chasmu. They're signing to that bottom statement, and not to the, they're not signing to the rest of the get. So why over here would Rabbi Yochanan be hold that this is an acceptable get? Answers the Gemara. Lav et mala. Have we not learned regarding that brisa about the phrase at the end of the get about Sheila Shalom? That Omer Avua, Lidein Lefashta Menein de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan taught me, Shalu, if this last phrase of the get says, Shalu, send regards, then indeed it'll be possible because we need to be concerned that the Edom are signing just on that phrase. However, if the way that phrase is worded is vishalu, with the vav connecting it, kosher. Because then that phrase is not viewed as a freestanding phrase, that we need to be concerned that the Edom are only connected to that phrase. We could say that their Edom are connected to the entire document. Hachinami. That's why Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that the get that we consider is a valid get for each of the couples. And our Mishnah is referring to a situation, the ksibei ploini u ploini u ploini, with that vav connecting all the phrases. Since we have that vav connecting all the phrases, it's one get. Says the Gemara, another question in Rabbi Yochanan. Vesula Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, Omer, zman l'kol echad, if there's a separate date for each couple. That's the case that the Mishnah said only the last couple would be divorced. My area, Mishum Typhus, why are we concerned that that separates each get separately? Typically, there should be another reason why this should be disqualified. Davle nechta b'yoyim v'nechta b'layla. We need to be concerned that the dates are not the same. And as we learned earlier, Daf Yud Zayin, the date of a get is critical. We learned for a number of reasons, because a husband, once the get is given, is no longer entitled to the payris of the Nechsim Belug. We learned that in case his wife is his relative and he wants to protect her if she had an adulterous relationship. So why should we not be concerned that they weren't all written on the same date? And the date is incorrect. It's very clear. It's very clear that each one of them had the exact same date. That the date of each one is very clearly correct. Since the date of every one of them is clearly correct, that isn't. There is no room for that concern. Amalei Ravina LeRavashi. Now the Gemara asks on Reish Lakish's opinion. LeReish Lakish, Amar Zman Ech LeKulan. If there's one date, Nami, that too is considered a Toifas Havi, that only the bottom get is fine. Ve'echi Dami Klal. And we ask, what is the case that Reish Lakish would agree that all the couples could get divorced with this document? The Ksiv Hocha, Anor Ploini, Ploini, Garashna, Shesenu, Ploinis, Ploinis. But ask the Gemara, how could that be a valid get? There's a different concern now, says the Gemara, Nimtzu shtei noshim is gashem gach echad. That language, which includes them all in one sentence, means that two women are getting divorced with one get. And ask the Gemara about Tamar Amra, that the Torah is very clear when it describes a get, the cause of law, the law of l'chaverta. Every get, every woman deserves her own separate get. And therefore, if you don't have that, it wouldn't be acceptable. And the Rishonim debate, the Chasam Sofer discusses this, why do you have to have this? So the Chasam Sofer says that if you don't have each woman having her own get, then that's called a shear. That's called that you didn't do a full-fledged krisis. And as we keep on repeating, when you don't have a full-fledged krisis, it's not a valid get. Answers the Gemara, the Hadda, after he wrote this one phrase, which sort of combines them all, he wrote a final phrase, first he wrote one phrase connecting them all, and then he wrote plenty girish plainus, or plenty girish plainus. Since in that phrase, they all are separated, that's why it's considered a valid get. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravina Ravashi, Mashna, why are you suggesting, so ask the Gemara, that every get for every wife has to be written separately? Why is this any different Mahoratanan? Hakosakon the Chosul Shnei Avodav. Somebody had two slaves, Eved Kananim, and he wrote over all of his assets to these two slaves. So Kono, what that document accomplishes is that these slaves, these Eved Kananis, become the owner of all of his assets, and included in his assets are the Avodim themselves. But since each one now owns 50% of the assets, so that means each one owns 50% of the other Eved. So what they should do is Meshachron Zazah. They should each free the half that he owns, and it will be considered a valid shtar shichrur. Now, ask the Gemara. We've now Masechta so many times learned that the halacha of getin, of a get isha and a shtar shichrur travel together. So if the Gemara is suggesting by the shtar shichrur two it works, why shouldn't it work by the get as well? Says the Gemara, your question doesn't begin. V'lavakimnu, the case over there is not that there's one document and the question is what to do with that one document. There are two documents, but each document says that each Eved is going to own half of the other. And therefore, since it says that each one owns half of the assets, so you have to free each other. But the issue wasn't that there's only one document. The Chibina Rav, the Shas Tshuva Stovim Misharim, Chelik Bei Simen Tezvav, discusses, based on this Gemara, a question. He says that, let's say there's a person who is saying Kaddish for somebody who was Nifter. Can one person say Kaddish for more than one Nifter? So he says, just like our Gemara says, that when you have a get, every woman has to have a separate get, the halacha is the same thing by Kaddish or anything like that. The halacha is everybody has to have a separate Kaddish. Ramosha, in the Shal Tshuvas Igros Moshe Yerodei Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Nun Dalet, has a very different approach. He says that if we look at the original minig of Kaddish, how Kaddish was recited, it wasn't the way it's done nowadays. Nowadays, all of the people who have to say Kaddish say all the Kaddishim. What happened in those days was that every person, there were numerous Avelim, Rachman al-Tzlan, and every Avel got one Kaddish. So therefore he says, the person who's saying Kaddish on behalf of the people who left the world and need a Kaddish, he could say one Kaddish per day per Nifter. And by saying one Kaddish per day per Nifter, he has fulfilled the obligation that Nifter needs. Because all a Nifter needs from the letter of the law is one Kaddish a day. So as long as he has a number of Kaddish, a number of Kaddishim, each Kaddish could be for another Nifter. I was thinking that that's a good approach, But that's if when the contract that was written between the person who sang the Kaddish on behalf of these people made it clear that he's only saying one Kaddish per day for that Nifter. He could say more, but he only obligated himself to one Kaddish per day. But if this person obligated himself to more Kaddishim per day, and now because of the circumstances, he ends up only saying one Kaddish or not all the Kaddishim for that Nifter, that might not be what they agreed to. The Sefer Ikri Adat discusses the following situation. He says there was an individual who accepted upon himself to learn every Shabbos, the whole Masechta Shabbos Mishnayos. He also took upon himself to learn 18 Parakim Mishnayos every day in the order from the beginning of the Shisa Siddur Mishnah. And now, one Shabbos, it turned out that those 18 Parakim Mishnayos were Masechta Shabbos. So he has two separate obligations. One is the obligation of learning Masechta Shabbos on Shabbos. One is to learn 18 Parakim Mishnayos every day. And the question is, can you fulfill both obligations with learning those 18 Parakim Mishnayos? In other words, could you kill two birds with one stone? And he says, and it's very much in connection with what we just learned, that you can't fulfill two obligations with one Kaddish, with one get. And therefore he says, for example, if somebody accepted upon himself to fast a number of days, and amongst the days that person accepted upon himself falls a fast day, on which we have to fast, anyway. So again, the same question comes up. Can he fulfill both obligations with one tainus? And it seems, again, very much consistent what we have been learning in our shiur today, that would not be acceptable. Continues the Gemara. Tanya kavasei to Rabbi Yochanan, there's a braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, and Tanya kavasei to Reish Lakish, there's a braisa that supports Reish Lakish's opinion. Explains the Gemara. Tanya kavasei to Rabbi Yochanan, chamisha shikos v'toche get, ish ploini megarish ploinus, uploini ploinus, uploini ploinus, zman echel kulun, there's one date, v'edim elmat, and the edim sign on the bottom of all of this, kulun ksherim, all these gittin are considered valid, v'tinosin l'kalachsvachs, and this document should be given to each woman individually. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir Amar, Im yesh revach b'neihem, if there's space between them, posel, then the get is posel, because we have to be concerned, as we're going to learn, about that empty space. V'mlav, kosher. She'ein zman, the date that exists, that's written between the different gittin, mafsikin. There has to be, if there is no space, then it's fine. If there is space, it's a problem. It says the Gemara Tanya Kavasa Reish Lakish, Chamish Shikosu Klav Otach Get, that they wrote, On a plenty, plenty grashness, the same, plenty grish, exactly the way the Gemara explained Reish Lakish would explain this part of the Mishnah. And there's Manech Lakund, there's one date, Veidim Amat, and the Eidim Asarn at the bottom, Kulim Ksherim Vitinosu Kalachs Vachas. However, if there's zman l'kolecha v'echad, if every get has a separate date, v'revach l'kolecha v'echad, and the space, v'edim amat, and the edim sign below all of this, as she'edim k'kremo, the bottom get that have the edim attached to them, kosher, remei ama af b'she'en reva b'neim, posel, because he holds as zman mafsikun. The date separates each get, and therefore only the bottom get will be fine. Ask the Gemara, or Reish Lakish, my area, why did the Brice have to speak about a case, that each one has a separate date? Vama, Reish Lakish's opinion is, Zman Echel Kulin, if there's one date, he says, Nami Typhus Avi, that's going to be an example of a typhus that the Mishnah says we can't qualify, or we can't say all the Gittin are good. Answers the Gemara, Hani Mili, Hechdelevin Mekara, when the Reish Lakish say that it wouldn't be good, when they weren't all combined in the first phrase. Aval hocha, as the Braisa just explained, darvinim ikara, if they're all combined in the first statement, ipalaglahu in, if the if they have separate dates, that even though they start with this combined statement, the get will be pasul, the top gitten, only the bottom get will be kosher. Ivloy, but if there aren't separate dates, and the get was written with one combined statement on top, and then separate statement afterwards, loy, the get would not be pasul. The way we normally sign our name is we sign our name, Reuven ben Yaakov. But in Yavon, and as we're going to learn, the get does not have to be signed the way in Lashon Kodesh, nor does it have to be signed the way documents are normally signed by us. The way the gittin was written would say Yosef ben Shimon. If a signature would say Yosef ben Shimon, it would not mean Yosef, the son of Shimon. Rather, what it means, it would be Yosef ben, the son of Yosef, who is Shimon. But that makes a huge difference. Why does that make a huge difference? Because according to the way we sign, Reuven ben Yaakov, so the person's first name, his name comes first. Reuven, we read Hebrew from right to left, so Reuven is mentioned first. If we're going to sign the Greek way, when it says Yosef ben Shimon, so then Shimon's name is at the end of the line, not at the beginning of the line. So says the Mishnah. Shnei gittin shekasu zebe zezeh. There were two gittin who the text was written one alongside the other. The shneim eidim ivri, and the signatures of two Lashon Kodesh signatures by metachas elazeh go from this, from the right to the left of one get, the way we sign. The shnei eidim yivamim, and we have the signature of two Greek witnesses. Of course, they're Jewish, the kosher Edom. Shnei Edom Yivoinim, boy mitachazel letachazel. Go from the right to the left each get. That means the Greek signatures were written from right to left. And they wrote their signatures in the way that we learned Greeks normally signing, namely, meaning their father's name before and the name. So therefore, the name on the left is the name of the witness, and the name on the right is the name of his father. Says the Mishnah, Esh Edim Nikroima, the get with which the first set of witnesses read is valid. Esh Edim Erishonim Nikroima, kosher. The upper side of witnesses signed a Hebrew, then the get on the right is valid because it has two proper Edim signed properly under that get. But the other one, the one on the left, will be pasul. The reason it will be pasul, because it doesn't have Edom signed properly on it. Says the Mishnah further, Eid Echad Ivri v'Eid Echad Yavani, if one Eid signed like Hebrew and one signed in Yavan, v'Eid Echad Ivri v'Eid Echad Yavani, so you have these four Edom, but they're staggered, Ivri Yavani, Ivri Yavanim, and that's how they're signed under these two documents, then Shnei Psulim, both of the documents are pasul. Begins the Gemara. The Mishnah said that, to clarify the Mishnah, there are three situations that our Mishnah identified. We could sign and get Reuven ben Yaakov, we could sign Reuven Eid, or we could sign Ben Yaakov Eid. Says the Gemara, Viliskasha, hey, the right get should become kosher, Beruvain. So the Mishnah spoke about a case where the two Edom signed on the right get, and the two Edom top were in Hebrew, and two Edom below them were in Yavin. And we learned that only the right get is kosher. But ask the Gemara, why? Viliskasha, hey, Beruvain. Why shouldn't both get to be kosher? One has the word Reuven under it, and we just said if your name is Reuven and you sign the get as Reuven, that's a good signature. And the other one has the word Ben Yaakov under it, the one on the left. And that also, we learned, is a valid way of signing a get. The Tanan, the Halacha Mishnah is going to teach us, Ben Ish Pliny 8, if somebody signs his name, I am not with his own name, but if Reuven, who is the son of Yaakov, just signs Ben Yaakov 8, kosher. Answers the Gemara, the kosa of Reuven Ben Akama, the way it comes out is that under the get on the right, it doesn't just say Reuven, and on the get on the left, it says Ben Yaakov. That would indeed be fine. What happened over here is that on the right, you have the words Reuven Ben, and on the left, you have the word Yaakov alone, which would imply that Yaakov is the aid on the get on the left. And Yaakov is not the aid on the get on the left. Not only is Yaakov not the get, the person that's on the get on the left, he actually, that's just not true. And therefore, that's why it doesn't work. Says the Gemara, V'leskasha hai, why shouldn't the first get be good by Reuven Ben? And the get on the left should be kosher by saying the words Yaakov aid. Dotnan, we should assume that when we see signed under the left get the word Yaakov aid, and then the halach is that having a signature written that way, it's kosher. The loy kosev, says the Gemara, the Mishnah speaking about a case, the loy kosev aid. If somebody just writes his name and he doesn't write Reuven ben Yaakov, somebody just writes the word Yaakov, the halach is that that signature is invalid unless the word aid appears it. And since it just has the word Yaakov there without the word aid next to it, it's not a valid signature. V'bay se'emel o'elam the kos of aid. The word aid does send there. But, like we're learning, we really know that that's not Yaakov's signature. So yes, when I see a document, and I see a document signed with the word Yaakov aid, and I have no reason to believe that that isn't Yaakov's signature, it's fine. But here, the people, the Bezdin, whoever, recognize the signatures. And they recognize that this is not Yaakov's signature. Since they recognize that this is not Yaakov's signature, that's why we can't make this get into a kosher get. V'dilma, asked the Gemara, but why can't we say, V'dilma b'shma davu chasim? Just because we know it's not Yaakov's signature, maybe the son signed his name with his father's name. So, by doing so, he's trying to show respect to his father. And the way he shows respect to his father is instead of using his own name, he uses his father's name to sign. Says the Gemara, Loi shavik inishmei v'chosan shma davua. Yes, children want to show respect to their parents, but to sign their name with somebody else's name, that isn't respectful. Says the Gemara, why not? The Dilma, Simona Shavya. Maybe he made his father's name into a simon. As we learned, the Rav would sign his name, Tzaya Kavra. He would sign his name with a fish. Rav Chinina Charusa. He would not sign his name. He would make like a palm. Rav Chizda made the letter Samach. Rav Oishia wrote the letter Ayin. Rabbi Rav Huna Tzaya Makusa. He would make the mast of a boat, of a sail ship. So we see that they use simonim. So maybe when this person signed with his Reuven ben Yaakov, he used the name of Yaakov, not that's his name. People don't write their father's name instead of their own name, but he wrote Yaakov because that was the simon that he uses for his name. Says the Gemara, that also is inappropriate. A person does not make his father's name into a simon. That's not acceptable. The Rishonim point out that simonim are only valid to be used on a get, as a signature, once they become well known that that's the way it was, that that's his name. You can't just assume people will know that my signature is whatever simon. Ramey Shapiro explains, why did Rav use the simon of a fish? So he says, there's a famous story that the Gemara Masechta Brachos was tells us the story that a fox was walking along the beach, and he told the fish, come out and live, let us live together. And the fish said, if in the water, in the ocean, we're not guaranteed to survive. Similarly, we're not, it's guaranteed, we certainly won't survive on dry land. What Rav was telling them was that I'm like, a Jew is supposed to be like a fish, and he's supposed to be connected to Torah. And if he's constantly connected to Torah, then we have a chance of survival. But if somebody is disconnected from the ocean, disconnected from the Torah, he has no chance of survival. Furthermore, he says, Rav Chanina would sign with a palm. He says that the palm represents the branch of the tree. He says what Rav Chanina was teaching us, that our primary obligation in life is to teach our children to watch on the branches of the tree, but not just to watch on the branches of the tree, but to make sure that the branches constantly remain connected to the tree. And that's why he signed with that branch. So this is what I see as my main obligation in life. The Sefer Chashuk Echemed discusses if one could use a fingerprint. Somebody can't sign his name, unfortunately. Can he use a fingerprint to be a signature? And he says, certainly not. A fingerprint, he says, would certainly be unacceptable. He says, in our Gemara, the Gemara just gave, quotes his father, Rabbi Yosha, saying this. Our Gemara speaks about the various simonim that people used. And as I said, these simonim became well known, that everybody knew that this is the way this person signed his name with this simon. When somebody's, and therefore when you see that fish and you see that palm, you know who was the one that signed the get. He says, when you see a fingerprint, even though of course everybody, he has a unique fingerprint, but when you see the when we look at a fingerprint, we have no way of knowing whose fingerprint that is. And therefore, a fingerprint cannot be considered an acceptable way to sign a get. Ask the Gemara, V'leskasher hai b'shnei edim ivrim. Says the Gemara, why can't this right get be kosher based on the two people that are signed in Hebrew on the right side? And V'leskasher hai b'shnei edim yivonim. And why shouldn't the two Edom who signed below them make the get on the left kosher? The Tanan, because says the Gemara, the Mishnah teaches us, get your kosher be'ivris, a get that was written in Ivris, v'edom be'yavonis, and the Edom signed in Greek, or vice versa, Yavonis, if the get was written in Greek, v'edos be'ivris, and the Edom are in Ivris, the get is kosher. V'chi teima will say, well, the problem with the left get is because they're under the signatures of the two people on top. V'chitem the kivin the muflug b'shnei shitim. Then there's a space in between lo. So the Gemara, but that doesn't automatically disqualify such a document. V'amechiskia melo b'kroivim. Even if there are disqualified signatures in between, as long as we have two kosher signatures, it's good enough. Says the Gemara, hatani ziri. Says the Gemara, Ziri indeed learned, not like the Mishnah says, that Shneim Ksherim, both get will be Ksherim. But Tana the Dan, our Tana, why does he say that get on the left is possible? Why can't the get on the left be kosher because of the Edom that is signed on the bottom of them? Says the Gemara, he's concerned, Dimel Gundlus Chosim. We're concerned, maybe even though they signed in Greek, they signed their names and not their father's name. And therefore, their names don't appear under that get. And kul kach dechasmi, a gandlis is somebody who's different. And the way I sort of mean, that's what Rashi says. A gandlis is somebody who's different. And the Miri expands on explaining what Rashi means. The Miri says what Rashi means to say, he's different. Why was he different? Because he wanted, even though he's signing in Greek, and as we said at the beginning of this sugya, the Greeks signed differently than we do. He wanted to copy the way we sign. But as says the Gemara further, if we had staggered, one eight signed like an Ivri, one eight like a Yivani, and then again Ivri Yivani, the Mishnah said both get no good. Ask the Gemara, why? Should this, why can't this get be kosher? Because you have two Edom, one Ivri and one Yivani. And that should be for the other get as well. Because the Mishnah teaches us, Eid Echad Ivri Eid Echad Yivani is kosher. That isn't a disqualification, answers the Gemara. Indeed, Hatani Ziri, Ziri Torah Shneim Ksherim, they're both Gitten are kosher. Asked the Gemara, so why does our Tana not hold that both Gitten are kosher? Tana done. Again, maybe the people who signed in Greek or in Hebrew did not sign the way they're supposed to sign. And tlos achad, v'chad achad. And therefore, we don't know which is the get that has three that are signed properly and one that's signed improperly. Since we can't know, neither get is going to be a good get. Says the Gemara, Shai mixes a get. If somebody wrote a get on one piece of paper, the kosvay b'daf hasheni, and then he wrote the remainder on another piece on the other side, on the next column. Ve'edim amata, and the edim signed on the bottom. The get is kosher. Continues the Mishnah. Chosma edim b'roish daf. If the edim are signed on the top, minatzad or on the side, or me'achra beget poshut, or on the back, on a get that's not a get mekosher. We learned earlier in our masechta that when a kohen gets divorced, Chazal recommended that we use a get mekusher and they sign the back of every fold. But here, it was a regular get that's not folded and they aid them sign in the back. In all these cases, the get is possible. Hikav roish shalzeh b'tzad roish shalzeh. If somebody attached the top of this get to the top of another get, that means we have one get and the bottom. And we have the text of one get, and then we have a text of another get. Hikif roish shazeb itzad roish shazeb eidim beemtzoy shneim psulim, because the upper get was not written from top to bottom. The upper get appears from top from bottom to from not from top to bottom, but upside down. So the eidim are signed not on the bottom of the get, and on the bottom get they're signed on top of it, not on bottom of it. Shneim psulim. If the get was signed shofel shezeh b'tzad shofel shezeh, if the get was signed where you have two texts written properly, one text the edim signed and then you have another text, so at shofel shezeh b'tzad shofel shezeh the edim be'emtza, so then the halach is esh edim nekroim imoy, the get with which the edim are read, the names are read kosher. Roish shezeh at the upper get and the bottom not. Roish shezeh b'tzad Bitzad Soifa Shazah, Vaidim Emtsa, if we have the text of two gitten, one is right, and one the Adim are signed on the bottom, and one is the Adim looks like the signed on the top, the Saidim Nikraimoy Kosher. The one that looks like the Adim are signed on the bottom, that will be the get that is kosher. Get Shikosva Ivris. We just learned this halach of the get was written in the Hebrew, Ve'edav Yivonis, and the signatures are Yivonis, or vice versa, Yivonis, Ve'edav Ivris, Eirechad Ivri, Ve'edechad Yivoni, Ksav, Soifer, Ve'ed, and we have the writing of a Soifer, we'll speak about this in the Gemara, and an Eid Kosher. Ish Pliny Eid, if it reads Ish Pliny Eid Kosher, but if it says Ben Ish Pliny Eid Kosher, it's also Kosher. Ish Pliny Ben Ish Pliny, V'loi Kosav Eid, it doesn't say the word Eid, it's Kosher. And says the Mishnah actually, the people who were the pure people in Yerushalayim would not write the word aid because they wanted to be as concise as possible in the writing. If we wrote the family name instead of writing their name, or the family name, as we'll see in the Gemara, means the Rosh HaMishpacha, so then the halacha is, if it has the Rosh HaMishpacha, then the halacha is that it's kosher. The Mefarshim point out that from our Mishnah we see that what is considered significant in a person. That significant is that a person should say Divrei Torah. Nekiya Adas presumably spoke Divrei Torah, but at the same time, they also were careful to speak concisely. The Mishnah said that if the get was written in two columns, it's kosher. They asked the Gemara, why? Why should we not be concerned that these are really two separate gittin? This family is mandakadim, And what happened was we have the date of the first get on the right side, along with the witnesses on the left side. The Gazil is Man de Basra. And he maneuvered and he cut out the date of the second get, the Edom de Kama, and the Edom of the first get, to be able to take advantage of the second date. Answers the Gemara, Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Kishir Rav Chlamata. There's empty space on the bottom of the get on the right, so we could see that nothing was cut. The Dilma's man the best from Megiz Gazia, but maybe he cut off the top of the second column where there was a separate get with a separate date. Says the Gemara, again, Omer Rav Abba, Omer Rav Kishiyesh Revach Lamata, when there's blank space on the bottom, so we see it wasn't cut. Hachinami, we're speaking about a case, Kishiyesh Revach Lamala, and we see it wasn't cut. Says the Gemara, Dimlei Umlech Amlech. Maybe what happened was that after he wrote the first column, the husband changed his mind about divorcing his wife, because of, and he only wrote the rest later. And therefore, since he wrote the second get later, so the get wasn't written on the date that's on the right column. Says the Gemara, the Kosa Hare At Mamatu Materis Lamala. The bottom has Hare At, and the top statement says Materis Lamala. It's unlikely that somebody stopped in the middle of a phrase. Says the Gemara, Vedimus Ramale, but maybe that's exactly what happened. Says the Gemara, Kula Hale Chashidan. We don't have to be that concerned for something so unlikely. Rav Ashi Amma, the idea by Metachtim Megilta. It speaks about a case, it's discernible, where the case is by obvious that this is one piece of paper. And since it's obvious then that this is written at the same time, we don't have to be concerned that it was anything else than that was the case.